Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do some manners even matter anymore? It's interesting. Over the weekend, I realized I was at a couple different restaurants and I kept looking, and I don't know why it caught my attention. But everybody had their elbows up on the table. And I have this thing, Raven, where whenever I put my elbows on the table at dinner, I like immediately like freeze because I'm like, wait, do I look rude? Not when I'm with my family because I have no regard for them whatsoever.
Sure.
But, you know, like if I'm with like other adults or friends or like, you know, coworkers or things like that. Like
other adults.
You know, I immediately take my elbows and I like move them up and I like sit up straight. So I'm like, oh, no, you can't have elbows on the table. But everybody, I kid you not, Friday night at this restaurant, I looked at every single table in the restaurant. Everybody had their elbows on the table.
Well, I think a lot has to do with the timing of it, right? What time of the meal it is. There's a certain time that's more relaxing, too. But if I'm not mistaken, there are rules on it. But I think that there are times when you can have the elbows on the table also.
You think so?
Yes. I think that when you're eating, if you need the leverage, I think that that's all right.
Okay. I looked up some old manners. Like, these are things that were pretty much we grew up doing that I wondered, like, do these manners matter anymore? Kids calling adults Mr. and Mrs. I'll tell you right now, do not introduce me as Mrs. Zapp. When you, I don't like it. It bothers me. They can call me Anna. That's my name. The only people that have to call me different names are my children, and I tell them often they have to call me Mommy. Otherwise, they'll also call me Anna. But do you think it's a little outdated that for kids to call adults Mr. and Mrs. all the time?
I mean, maybe not all the time, but certainly when they're meeting somebody. Like, if you were introducing your kids to your boss or something like that, I might still do that, I think. I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I might. Until they say. If they say, call me whatever, then obviously the kid's got more leeway than I do, right? If the boss or whoever in charge or whoever is the person that's telling them that you can call me that, then they're good. And that doesn't mean that everybody in the room can call them that. It just means that that one kid that they gave the permission to can call them that.
How about standing to greet someone? Like, you know, you're sitting at a table or you're at a meeting and then somebody walks in. It used to be, and I remember that I didn't stand up. That the guys in the room would stand up. And now I think this is so barbaric. And, you know, I'm relatively young, so I think that this is crazy that I did this. But that the women wouldn't stand up, but the men would to shake a hand. Right? And then I went through a period where everybody stands up. And now I wonder, do we even need to stand up at all to greet somebody?
I think you're still supposed to stand up. I mean, that's the way I would do it. Somebody's walking into the room or whatever, or you're supposed to. I mean, it just it's a respect thing. It gives them an acknowledgement of the fact that they've arrived there. Unless, if you're at your seat, it's like you're barely paying attention.
Unless they're late for a meeting, then that's your problem. I'm not standing up.
Oh, no. But you get no etiquette if you're late for the meeting. Right.
How about waving and saying hi to neighbors whenever you see them?
You know, I live on one of those streets. We wave at all. Everybody waves at everybody.
How many times a day? You have to wave to these people
a lot.
Oh,
especially if it's one of those busy days, you're coming and going a lot, and nobody drives over 20 in my neighborhood. If you do, we all know who you are.
That's so funny. Like, I wave like hello every once in a while, but for the most part, I don't continuously wave to my neighbors.
Here's the thing, started the first day too, so even when we just moved in, every time you were on the road, there was a wave.
All right. So what manners actually matter anymore? We're going to get the take from expert etiquette Karen Thomas. She's coming up next. What manners don't matter anymore? I keep seeing people with elbows on the table, and I've been paying closer attention because I feel like everybody puts their elbows on a table. And then I was like, huh, I guess it's cool now. We can do that. Karen Thomas is one of the nation's foremost authorities when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, let's start with that. Elbows on the table. Are we good with that now?
Well, I don't think everyone knows this, but elbows have always been allowed on the table when you are in between courses.
Oh.
Right. It's just when you're eating that the elbows are supposed to be off the table, Anna.
Exactly. Did I blow you away with that one?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was like a period, like at all times.
It's a position thing too, if I'm not mistaken, right, Karen? It has to do with the way that old tables were and the spacing and so forth, right?
Exactly, and where everything is placed on the table when you're navigating the table setting. So in between courses, let's say they take away your salad plate, you can rest your forearms or your elbows on the table, and then as soon as they bring, let's say the next thing is the dinner, then you take them off. So you can do that.
Okay. Karen, how about this? Growing up in a restaurant family, we always had to serve the women at the table first. Do they still do that? Is that a thing?
A lot of the restaurants are kind of going away from that because now etiquette is now gender neutral. So they're not following that rule anymore. So that is kind of by the wayside, unfortunately, yes.
For the record, though, I'm always hungrier than everybody else at the table. So if I could just get my food there first.
It's a dangerous game for guys nowadays. I mean, I guess for anybody, a server of any sex, but chivalry or the things that used to be considered, you know, manners, opening a door for somebody, giving them their plate first, ladies first, making any statements like that. I mean, again, you don't know who you're dealing with. You can offend somebody even though you think you're doing the nice thing. You think you're doing something polite. You could offend somebody.
Exactly. And that's why etiquette rules change constantly. Again, with it being gender neutral, we try to steer away from those stereotypes, so to speak, try to follow the new rules, which means, you know, without pointing out these things.
I'm gonna start with the person on my left all the time. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go clockwise.
Yeah. Do you still have a year to send a wedding gift after the wedding?
No, that should be within 6 months. Should be within 6 months, and the thank you notes should go out within 3 months. So if you've gotten the present within 3 months, not a year as well. And that's a tough one, too.
And as an adult, do you still need to address people as Mr. and Mrs. when you're meeting them for the first time? Because I feel like I can't even remember the last time I've done something like that.
Well, that one has not changed. And you should address them as Mr. or Mrs. or Miss, with the caveat that once they give you permission to say, call me, you know, Jay, call me Anna, then you can, you know, skip that. But again, that one has not changed.
Call me Mr. Raven.
Yeah.
Do that.
Exactly.
I actually have plenty of children that call me Mrs. Zapp, so it doesn't sound that crazy. All right. If you want to check out Karen for yourself, yeah, you can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Thanks, Karen, always for taking our call so quickly.
I hope to see you guys soon. Take care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.